Nolte, Donald Trump fallout, CNN primetime ratings crash 23% to pathetic 400,000 viewers. By John Nolte on May 23, 2023. The fallout from former President Donald Trump's town hall triumph is proving to be a legitimate disaster for far-left CNN, a widely hated and disgraced fake news outlet already on the way to extinction. Prior to Trump's town hall, the fake news outlet was suffering catastrophic ratings. But then Trump came along on May 10 and pulled off a win that alienated CNN's residual left-wing audience. Moreover, the town hall moderator, a nagging, lying, intellectual lightweight, also proved to the CNN curious that, despite numerous promises of reform, CNN is still the brown-shirt arm of the Democrat Party, a vicious and brutal propaganda enforcer that spreads conspiracy theories and incites violence. In every possible way, the town hall further exposed and damaged CNN, but angering its small base of remaining viewers is where the damage has been and will be the most devastating. Here is what I wrote the morning after the town hall. CNN is a political outfit, and whether you are a politician, a super PAC, or a lobbying group, the last thing a political outfit can afford is to lose its base of support. Your base is everything, and CNN's teeny tiny base is about 450,000 members of the woke Gestapo and a handful of conservatives who can't stop hate watching. That fact is the real reason last night was a catastrophe for CNN. By handing Trump a forum and allowing Trump to look as good as he did, and he's never been better, CNN alienated and infuriated its base. Look around. The resentment from the woke Gestapo is everywhere, and the woke Gestapo doesn't forgive. Now that we have a week's worth of ratings data to look at, the results are as expected, devastating for CNN. Prior to the town hall, during the Monday through Sunday week of May 1, CNN averaged 494,000 primetime viewers and 111,000 primetime demo viewers in the advertiser-coveted 25 to 54 age range. Here are the same numbers for CNN during the most recent 7-day week. Average primetime viewers and average primetime demo viewers. Saturday, May 13, 278,000 to 74,000. Sunday, May 14, 401,000 to 88,000. Monday, May 15, 485,000 to 117,000. Tuesday, May 16, 397,000 to 80,000. Wednesday, May 17, 460,000 to 115,000. Thursday, May 18, 431,000 to 111,000. Friday, May 19, 350,000 to 73,000. According to my math, for the week ending May 19, CNN averaged only 400,000 total primetime viewers and a measly 94,000 demo viewers. So CNN went from averaging 494,000 primetime viewers the week before the town hall to only 400,000 viewers the week after. That is a 23% loss of CNN viewers when CNN was already scraping close to zero. For context, both MSNBC and Fox News easily averaged about 1.5 million viewers. CNN believed it could destroy Trump, but as of right now, it looks as though Trump destroyed CNN. Leftist viewers will never forgive CNN for allowing Trump to look that good, and leftist viewers have all kinds of alternatives. Follow John Nolte on Twitter at NolteNC. Follow his Facebook page here.